Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is game over. You may not realize that this war with Satan and the evil and all of the powers of darkness and everything have been defeated. The game is over. Listen to what Paul wrote to the Colossians. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made an open show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now I gotta tell you that Satan is defeated. What this scripture means is that our efforts to fight Satan on our own are foolish. Jesus already won the battle. The opened show that it says that Jesus did is a picture of back in the first century when one king would capture another and they would tie him on a rope and make him walk behind his chariot. And it would show the victory that has made by the triumphant king, and they would parade him through the streets. It was an open show of defeat, and that's what Jesus did. He spoiled principalities and powers so they have no authority. They stripped them of their authority. Plus, it's not only evil spirits, but it's also death, hell, and the grave. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. We have total and complete victory. So when we die, there's no hell, there's no death, there's no sorrow. Because even though we may go into the grave because our mortal bodies die, they're going to be raised up in newness of life, and in the resurrection we will have the power of Jesus upon us. And so there is no fear. The only power that the devil has over you is the power you give him through fear or rebellion. That's the only power. If you stand strong in the promises of God, you stand strong against any fiery dart from Satan or any other attack. You can stand strong and be who you are in Christ. Peter said, your enemy, your adversary, the devil, roams the earth seeking whom he may devour. But it says, resist him steadfastly in the faith, and he'll flee, run away from you. So we have the authority. All we have to do is stand up and say no, and resist. So today, I pray you'll stand in the faith of the living God. Use the faith of Christ that's in you and stand against evil and say, no, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. That's what it's all about. That's what brings us peace and strength and joy, is because we stand against it knowing that Christ won the battle. And we can rest in that victory. God bless you. Have a great day.